I am here for this week's discussion with head coach Ben Barr of the University of Maine men's hockey team. When we met last Tuesday, you said three things were important. The kids would need to play 60 minutes. Everybody would need to play. You need some secondary scoring, and you'd need better special teams. How does it feel that worked out?
I mean, we won, so it worked. You know, like, first night, you know, we scored, which was, you know, scoring six goals. We struggled with the puck in the net, so that was obviously a positive. Power play had, you know, produced both nights, so that was good. Penalty kills, they struggled a little bit, which, you know, I think we took too many penalties the first night. And they got a really talented team, so when you give really good players that much power play time, you're gonna have trouble. So and Victor played great, you know, both nights. So that was, you know, obviously he's a huge piece of it. And so, you know, the results are the results. We'll take them. I still think there's a lot more we can be better at. On Saturday night, you know, we found a way to win that game. It was ugly at times, but the guys play hard. And that's when we play hard, you know, like you find a way to stay in games and you find a way to overcome a lot of stuff. And, you know, I think they care about each other. They care about what they're trying to do. And sometimes that gets you over the hump.
You also mentioned that, you know, in big games, your best players have to be their best. You had great play from Victor. I mean, there were some saves where the crowd just was awed by it. Mm-hmm. Good solid D at times. You're still getting those first two lines getting a lot of scoring, but Trudeau got on the board again. Do you feel like that's the place you're making the most progress, that you're getting more contributors now?
Well, yeah, I mean, we had some D scores. Sirota scored, Antonacci scored, Grayson Arnott scored. Aiden Carney had our first goal on Friday night. Right. So those are huge deals, right? Like, you know, Breen's line and Renwick's line are still, you know, they're going to get their looks and, you know, and hopefully produce, whether it's every game or every other game or whatever. But, like, you have to have some secondary scoring. And that was a big piece of it this weekend. We had some D-men and some forwards that haven't found that score sheet produced. And that's what good teams do. And we're going to need that this weekend and, you know, the rest of the season.
One of the things you pointed out to me last week, and I really paid attention to it, BC likes to move the puck rink-wide. Their lateral passing game is something else. But it seemed that your guys knew that was coming, and so many times a D-man got over and disrupted the flow of the play. I mean, how hard is that to practice, to do?
It's not hard to practice. Well, they're very, like, BU does the same thing.
Yeah.
And they're very, very talented teams, find a way to possess the puck. And it seems like they have it a lot because, you know, they don't give it up when they have it. They're capable of holding on to it, skating out of trouble, making passes to areas. You know, you prepare for it, and it's okay as long as when you have the puck, you don't give it right back to them all the time.
Right.
And you have to have some puck time, some possession time. We had more of it on Friday than we did on Saturday. You know, Saturday was, you know, we'd end a play in our zone, we'd make a breakout pass, the next pass goes into the boot or as a turnover, you know, and then you're giving it right back to him. So it feels like you're just constantly chasing. And, you know, so there was a lot of ebbs and flows with that stuff this weekend. And, you know, we have to improve our execution when we have the puck, which that'll help eliminate some of our opponents who have really good players, possession time. And we did it at times. We didn't do it at times. And then you can't get line changes. And then you can't, you know, you don't get a puck down the ice. You get two or three guys stuck out there, and it just adds up. Every little play over the series of the 60 minutes matters. Every time you have the puck and you make a bad pass or a bad decision with it, it matters. And it might matter 2 minutes down the road.
Right.
Because you've been in your zone for a while. You take a penalty because you're tired.
Yeah.
So those things are all value. We talk about, you know, the value of the moments in the game. And our guys understand that, and we have to keep getting better at it.
You've got an opponent you know pretty well coming in this weekend in UMass to prove that as everybody's been saying all year, anybody in this league can win in any night, knock Northeastern from first to third. I don't think Northeastern was expecting that. Next night, Northeastern came back. They've got to be coming in hungry. They haven't had anywhere near the season they thought they'd have. They have good players. They have, as we know, a very good coach. What do you need to get into our players' heads about this weekend? What do they you think they most need to understand?
I think it's very similar to the last weekend. You know, their roster is fantastic. I don't know if they have eight, nine, ten draft picks. You know, they're the same. Like, if you give them, if you're careless and you give them time and space, they're gonna burn you. And it's just similar to BC, similar to BU. They're capable of beating anybody. Everyone knows that. They, you know, maybe their wins and losses aren't what Carvey would like to see from them, but they're the other side of it is I don't think they're not sneaking up on anybody, and they're getting everybody's best, and we're going to have our best if we expect to have a chance.
The I was after the game, a number of people come up to me saying, when did Victor get so good? And I said to him, you know, you've got to watch a player, and you've got to watch how they improve over time. I mean, I've seen him get better being square to the shooter, better on rebounds and all this. But what I really liked, and I think you would agree, is that when he gave up a rebound, there was a defenseman there to sweep it away. Mm-hmm. So many times, if it was just into the corner to get it out of the way or to chip it up to somebody, I think that the D gets a greater confidence when the goalie is playing well, and they don't mind sort of blocking shots and being there and doing what needs to be done. Was I right to see it that way?
Yeah, I think it all plays into it. You know, everything matters when it, you know, you point at just Victor or Lyndon Breen or whoever are, you know, the guys that are getting the accolades, and rightly so, they should get the accolades. But those are results of being in a team that is doing well, right? Yeah. Like, if Victor had the numbers that he has today and our team stinks and we're 2-25, yeah, or, you know, no one cares,
right?
And it's the same with Lyndon Breen, it's the same with, you know, Grayson Arnott was rookie of the week. No one cares if your team doesn't, you know. So I think the best part of our team this year is that our team really understands that, and we don't have anybody out there looking for personal glory.
Yeah.
And you know what, that comes as part of the process when your team does well and gets better. And that's really kind of what, you know, we preach, and but the guys have to live it, and they live it. And that's a credit to the leadership, Jacob and Lyndon and David and Benny Poisson, and even some of the guys that don't have letters. They're selfless hockey players. Yeah. And selfless hockey players leads to wins, leads to guys getting personal accolades, or, you know, that's...
So you don't see Brunesky's name on the score sheet much, but boy, he had some hits, and he blocked some shots, and he made some great plays. And I said to my wife a couple of times, and I said, that's not going to go up on the score... That won't show up on the score sheet, but that was a great play, what he just did there. So
we track those things as a team every week. We this is the stat pack here, and, you know, I won't go into it, but those, every time a guy blocks a shot or finishes a hit, we get the puck back, skates us out of our zone. Bruno is he's a tough kid.
Yeah.
You know, he's a tough kid, and he does a lot of those little things, you know, as does, you know, Brazil and Sirota.
Oh, yeah.
Freeler is one of those guys.
Yeah.
Feel like he blocks more shots than anyone, probably. Antonacci does a lot of it. Like, you know, when you have a group of guys like that, you can overcome playing teams that has 10 draft picks or 12 draft picks or whatever it is. And, you know, this team is you know, has found a way to do that here the second half, but we can't be happy. We have to keep pushing, and this week is gonna take even more. Every week it gets harder and harder.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks so much, Coach. Wish you the best of luck. We'll be up in the nosebleeds rooting. It was great to see the Alphon rocking the way it was Friday and Saturday, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds great. Thanks, Bruce.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
My pleasure, sir. Good.